It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and soybean growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
Soybean harvest has begun of the earliest seeded fields and earliest maturing varieties. Overall, the crop stage ranges from late R6 to R8, which is full maturity. Most fields, though, are sitting around R7 or physiological maturity, and that's where you have at least one brown pod on the main stem. At this stage, a fall frost would be expected to cause minimal yield loss. So last week's frost affected a lot of the greener soybeans that were still at that R6.5 to R7 stages. Dry bean and fava bean harvest is well underway, and yield reports that we've heard so far have been really average to good. Last week's frost would have affected the edible beans in western Manitoba that were sitting around R8.
Now, Laura, what are some things that producers can do to try to reduce some of the losses when harvesting soybeans?
Sure. I've got a quick synopsis of some of the soybean harvest loss research performed by the Prairie Agricultural Machinery Institute, also called PAMI for short. So 80% of your harvest losses are occurring at the header, and there are some improvements that we can make there to reduce some of these types of losses. So first of all, the type of header. When properly adjusted, for example, using a bean setting, a draper header has been shown to have less losses than an auger header, and that's about a half to a full bushel per acre difference. Next, the angle setting of the header. So you want to spend some time adjusting the header angle settings between crops to minimize losses, regardless of the header type. So one of the keys is getting the nice position between the ground and the lower tip of that bottom pod. Consider using an air system. Losses here can be reduced by an average of half to a full bushel per acre when using an air system on either a draper or an auger header. And so at the price of $10 per bushel for soybeans, this could provide a savings of $5 to $10 per acre. So when trying to determine if an air system is even worth the investment, consider that the payback area for an air system with an average cost of $16,500 will be about 1,650 to 3,300 acres. And lastly, your ground speed during harvest. So the effect of ground speed needs to be weighed against the urgency of your harvest. So ground speeds of 3 and 4 miles per hour typically have lower losses than the higher speeds tested of 5, 6, and 7 miles per hour. The average difference between the slower and faster speeds was about half a bushel per acre. Overall, remember to measure harvest losses regularly using the Bean App tool. It's called the Soybean Harvest Loss Assessor. It's available in the App Store and on our website under the Bean App tool. And just keep in mind that our rule of thumb for soybean harvest losses is that 4 beans on the ground per square foot is equal to about 1 bushel per acre lost.
Once the soybean harvest is complete, what are the best ways to manage the residue?
So we've done some research here in Manitoba. Soybean residue left on the soil surface following harvest can be expected to break down without incorporation. So that research was conducted by Dr. Yvonne Lawley at the U of M, and she found that soybean residue broke down over the winter. Overall, it reduced ground cover by 30 to 57% from fall to spring. So disking, cultivating, and vertical tillage had no effect on soil moisture or temperature at the 2-inch depth during emergence of the following spring compared to no-till stubble. There was also no differences in yield among the soybean residue management practices on the following corn or wheat crops. So overall, that residue is going to break down on its own.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.